today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We hope you'll join us today as we open the Scripture and consider the Word of God. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 14 again today. We're continuing our series from last week, actually the last couple of weeks, about how to consider your ways and thinking about ourselves and our intentions for 2021. In Proverbs 14, we're looking at the word prudent that says showing care and thought for the future. Consider your ways. The word consider over in the book of Haggai, I meant that we kind of take stock of where we are and what we're doing and what's going on in our life. And now we're looking at the prudent as he looks forward. And I hope you're looking forward to 2021. I realize that we're a few weeks into the new year, and I hope things are going well for you so far. And so join us as we study the Scripture. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 14. So I'll give you a few moments, if you can find a Bible, to grab that Bible and join us as we look at the Bible today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you to visit our website at considerhisword.org. A number of things you'll find there, a number of resources. One thing, and I don't mention this very much, but at least I want you to know about it, is that there is a link there where you can help this program out, where you can make a small donation. And we are so thankful for anything that you could give to help us out with this broadcast. And so you can do that there at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. But really, more importantly for us, is to click on the link that says Contact Us and let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you give me an address, I will send you a little prayer journal. Now, I haven't talked much about these lately, but these are little notebooks that will fit in a shirt pocket, easily fit into a purse or even into a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and I write down the prayer requests and pray for them all week long as I hear those prayer requests. And so we'd love to get one of these little books in your hand. You simply need to write to us, let us know where you're hearing the broadcast, and giving us an address. Again, you can do that through the website at considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most of the requests we get and most of the responses we get are through the regular mail. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, we've been looking at several ways that we can consider our ways. Last week, we took time to look at how we consider our ways spiritually from Proverbs 14 and verse 8 that said, "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit." Today, we're going to be looking at verse 15. This is Proverbs 14, verse 15. It says, "The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going." Now, again, the prudent man is the one that is showing care and thought for the future. And what I'd like for us to think about today in the context of this verse is where you're going physically. Last week, we talked about considering your ways spiritually, and we talked about those five spiritual disciplines. And again, you can go back and look at those at the website and hear those programs again if you'd like to get in on those. But today, let's think about considering your way physically. Are you happy where you are physically? You know, most adults would answer, no, not really. I need to lose some weight. I need to eat better. I need to drink more. I need to exercise more. And, you know, every year we begin with those resolutions, don't we? And they don't last very long usually. So we're thinking about intentions. What do you intend to do this year? And what steps are you going to make? And so we looked at consider your ways spiritually. Today I want us to think about considering your ways physically. Where are you headed physically? Well, you know, the truth is eventually, unless Jesus comes, we're all going to die. But what about the journey to get there? Again, the scripture said that the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man is looking well to his going. And looking at your own life and taking stock of where you are and where you're going. I always found it amusing. Now, I don't belong to a gym anymore. Out here where we are in the Everglades, there's really not one here. But when I was in town, I did, and I would work out usually about three times a week, sometimes more depending on my schedule. And it was always a little frustrating, actually, how that first week of January, the gym would be full of people, some of them trying to figure out machines and some of them getting reacquainted with machines. And you'd have to wait for a machine, and it was always a little frustrating. But if you just waited, in about a month or 6 weeks, the gym would be back to normal. People had good intentions. They were going to work out, going to get some strength and maybe lose some weight, and it just kind of went by the wayside. You know, if we're really going to think about our way spiritually and our way physically, we need to think about changing our lifestyle. Not just getting a new diet, that may help, but to really be effective, it takes lifestyle changes. And those are the things that we need to be thinking about, the lifestyle changes that we're going to make, the lifestyle changes that we're going to think about for the future. And so I would encourage you about several things. One of them is to think about an exercise routine. Now, I'm not talking about going to the gym. I'm talking about at least doing some form of exercise every day. Now, out here in the Everglades, I walk several times a day, at least three or four times. I'll get out and I'll walk sometimes a half mile, sometimes a mile, and come back to the house. For me, those walking times are thinking times. But it gives me some great exercise to get out. And I realize that it may be cold where you are. Let me tell you about my grandfather. There was a point where my grandfather found out that his heart was getting weak. And he had had a couple of heart attacks. And the doctor told him then, he said, what you need to do is get out and walk. Well, he lived in the Midwest where it was hot in the summer and cold in the winter. But you know what he did? He found a mall nearby. And he figured out that if he walked that mall four times, that he would walk a mile. And so twice a day, he would go to that mall. He would go early in the morning before the stores were opened up or just as they were opening up. And he would walk the distance of that mall four times. And in the evening, when he got off work, no matter how tired he was, no matter what was going on, he would go walk that mall again. And I had the privilege of going with him a few times, and I'll tell you, he was hard to keep up with. But what had happened to him is that he had been there so much that he had gotten acquainted with just about everybody that was there. And they would stand at the door and wave at him as he'd go by. As they were opening the stores, they would call him by name and say, how are you doing today? And you know what? That walking added years to his life. I can't say exactly how many, but it added years to his life. Just walking. You don't have to go buy a whole bunch of machines and all these gadgets and gizmos to exercise. Just get out and walk. And that would do some great things and wonderful things for you. Get a routine and follow it every day. Not only just the exercising, but also even just stretching. And I go through a little stretching routine every morning as I get up. And you know, there's so many routines out there. You can just Google it and find one and just at least stretch every day and get up and move around. Quit sitting in front of the TV all day and all night and get out and get some exercise. Consider your ways. But not only about exercise, but when we talk about physically, what about your eating habits? You need to think about eating differently and eating right now. Get a plan to exercise, walking and maybe running or whatever that is, but also begin to make some choices and some lifestyle changes about what you eat. Maybe you need to think about reducing your sugar intake. You realize that when you go to the grocery store, that's where the decision needs to be made. Don't buy it. Don't buy those foods that are full of sugar. Buy fruit instead. I started doing that and lost nearly 15 pounds last year just by doing that alone. I quit drinking so many sodas. I had a fellow tell me a couple of years ago, he came in and back at church, we were talking. He said, well, he says, I'm going to quit drinking so much soda. And I said, well, that's a good thing. He said, yeah, I'm going to cut down to 6 a day. Can you imagine? You need to make those choices. Drink water. It's so good for you. And keep track of that. And I would encourage you to avoid processed foods. Get back to some natural things. Start cooking again. And one of the things that helps us to start choosing smaller portions. You know, one of the problems today is when you go to the restaurant, oh, they bring you so much food. You know what you can do? Share with somebody. That's what we've been doing. My wife and I share, and you know, they bring you that plate of food and you think you have to eat all of it. Well, you don't. You can share with someone or take some home, whatever it takes. Here's the thing. Consider yourself, consider your ways. Physically, you realize your body is the temple of God. Are you taking care of God's temple? Are you a good steward of God's temple? It's time to consider your ways and begin making some plans and maybe making some life choices. Our time is gone for today, and I'd love for you to join us again next week as we continue this series to consider your ways. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.